Advent Review and Sabbath Herald Articles by A.T. Jones. March 14, 1899. Walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. What a blessed promise, and as sure as it is blessed to everyone who believes. Think of the lust of the flesh. How all-pervading it is. How stern are its dictates. How oppressive its rule. How dismal is the slavery that it lays upon man. Everybody has experienced it, longing to do the good that he would, yet doing only the evil that he hated, having ever a will to do better, but how to perform it, finding not, delighting in the law of God after the inward man, yet finding in his members another law, warring against the law of his mind and bringing him into captivity to the law of sin which is in his members, and at last crying out, O wretched man that I am! Who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Thank the Lord, there is deliverance. It is found in Christ Jesus and in the Spirit of our God. And the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus having made you free from the law of sin and death, then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. There is not only deliverance from the bondage of corruption, there is also the glorious liberty of the children of God for every soul who receives the Spirit and walks in the Spirit. Walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. See the list of the workings of the lust of the flesh. Adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like. None of these shall you fulfill. Over all these things you have the victory, when you walk in the Spirit. It is the faithful word of God. Is not that a most desirable prospect? Is not such a thing as that worth having? And when it is hard for the asking and the taking, then is it not worth asking for and taking? Accept the deliverance that Christ has wrought out for you. Stand, and stand fast, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. Ask, and it shall be given you. For everyone that asketh receiveth. Receive ye the Holy Ghost. Be filled with the Spirit. Yea. Walk in the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption.